WRKC is proud to present a new weekly drama, The Adventures of Harry Flynn. The Adventures of Harry Flynn is written, performed, and directed by King students. We now present our 11th episode and our season finale, The Change of Pace.
Damn. I came to with Carolyn's help, stuck in the basement of some mob-owned property with a broken arm and pain searing through nearly every inch of my body. That would be bad enough. But then Don Giovanni Colazioni walked into my field of vision and invited me to stay for a while.
Ah, looks like the great Harry Flynn brought himself a bit of company. No matter. Vito, Vinny, make sure they aren't set to refuse our hospitality.
Vito and Vinny were a couple of thugs who I tricked into allowing me to save a kidnapped little girl from another mafia-owned warehouse. Facing them, I just wish that I had my gun on me.
Here's your gun, Harry.
Thank God. I took my gun from Carolyn and leveled it at Giovanni's head as the pair walked forward. I was just getting ready to sound intimidating when Carolyn completely stole the show.
All right, nobody move.
Carolyn had found a shotgun somewhere and was pointing it at Giovanni, Vito, Vinny, and the dark outline of what looked like a man, but about six sizes too big. I wasn't sure where she'd gotten it, but I was damn thankful to see it.
Hands in the air. Now.
I don't know who you are.
Shut up, Vito.
Well, Vinny, I just don't know how I could not move and put my hands in the air.
Vito, shut up and put your hands up. You know what kind of damage a shot...
Boys, quiet down.
Giovanni started walking forward with his hands up to show he wasn't armed.
Stay right there, not another move.
I recognize you. You work at the Ledger, don't you? I seem to remember some less than kind words being written about me and my family.
So you shouldn't be surprised if I'm less than kind with this trigger.
There won't be any need for that. I think we can come to some kind of agreement.
Not gonna happen.
What kind of deal?
Harry!
Carolyn, let him talk.
Harry!
See, Harry, that's the kind of attitude I like to see. Both pragmatists, both willing to separate business from personal feelings.
Talk faster, damn it. My trigger finger is getting tired.
I have business with you, not with the reporter. I'll let her go if you cooperate.
That doesn't sound like much of an offer. What's stopping you from going after her the second you're done with me?
You have my word, and you know I'm good for it. My thugs will lower their weapons, you'll lower yours, and the reporter can leave.
Not good enough. Tell them to take the bullets out, then I'll lower mine.
Harry, you're not going to do this. And he hasn't even agreed to anything. He'll kill you.
But you'll be safe. I'll handle things here.
Vinny, empty your gun.
Got it, boss.
Now you, Harry.
I pointed my gun at the ground and nodded to Vito.
I've never done this. I mostly just shoot my bullets out.
Just take out the cartridge, you idiot.
I can't get it. Is there a switch or something?
There's the safety. A little latch.
Uh-huh.
Just undo that.
Do you need help, Vito?
Look, he can just put down the gun.
No, I've got it. Just a...
Ah! Vito didn't got it, but he did manage to get the bullet out. The gun went off and blasted a chunk of wood off one of the legs of the chair that I'd been sitting on. I stumbled back, trying to avoid being hit, fell onto the chair, and collapsed onto the ground as it broke under the combined stress of a bullet and my sudden weight. I, in turn, landed on my broken left arm. Carolyn must have thought he'd shot me, so she fired right back.
No, Harry!
Ah! Oops!
Damn it!
Ugh.
Come on, Harry, we have to go!
Yvonne, after him!
Carolyn pulled me to my feet and we ran. Vinny had taken a glancing burst from the shotgun and Vito and Giovanni were moving to take care of him. From behind them came Yvonne, the shape that seemed too big only becoming more monstrous when in actual vision. The giant of a man had blonde hair and cruel blue eyes. Unlike the fine clothing of other Colazioni hires, he was wearing just an undershirt that well demonstrated that his arms were easily as wide as my chest. His hands were like Thanksgiving turkeys, complete with hefty lumps where bones looked about to poke out from under the muscle. Carolyn and I ran as quickly as my beaten form allowed from the slower form behind us. The basement was dark, but after going for a while, we came upon a door.
It's locked. We'll need to find a different way.
No time for that. I hated to use one of my only six bullets, but with Yvonne practically breathing down our necks, there wasn't time to try to jimmy it. Harry Flynn, where are you hiding? I am going to find you and crush head. He sounds like he means business. Come on. The door led into a huge factory room with conveyor belts and chains dragging around huge steel beams. Giant vats of melted metal filled the air with a sharp smoke. The sounds of the grinding machinery were deafening, but apparently not enough so to cover the sound of my .35. Factory workers were scattering in different directions to either gain cover or pick up weapons. Looks like even Colazioni's cover workers are members of the family. Everywhere I looked, there were men with crowbars ready to stop my retreat. Damn it.
Harry, there's a ladder.
Go. I followed Carolyn as best as I could up the ladder to a grated catwalk above the rest of the factory. This turned out to be an exceptionally difficult thing to do with a broken arm, and I gasped with pain and exhaustion by the time I pulled myself up.
We need to keep going. Come on, he's gaining on us.
He was. The beast took the rungs three at a time and would soon be hoisting himself up to where I'd collapsed. Carolyn helped me up and we ran down the catwalk. All around us, chains and girders swung in a kind of deadly steel dance. Do you know if there's an exit around here?
Only the way I came in, for sure. I saw some loading docks when I was walking around.
All right. We'll find one of those and get out. Go to the police for...
Look out!
From out of nowhere, a steel beam swung down towards us from a crane. Carolyn grabbed my arm and pulled me down just in time to stop me from kissing rapidly moving metal. Thanks, Carolyn.
At least that should stop him.
As I pushed myself back up, I looked over my shoulder. The beam hadn't slowed down from its swing when it got to Yvonne. Have you ever heard the question about an unstoppable force and an immovable object? Turns out the immovable object wins. He just set his legs, grabbed the bar with both hands, and swung it around himself before continuing forward, cracking his knuckles menacingly. Carolyn and I pushed on, running down the catwalk.
That didn't even slow him.
Luckily, he's not much for running.
He doesn't have to be. Eventually, we'll hit a dead end.
Freeze!
Eventually came quicker than we thought. Up ahead, three men in factory suits stood drawing their weapons. Luckily, Carolyn and I already had ours out.
Drop the weapon!
Oh! Oh, no!
Carolyn and I each shot one of them down quickly and efficiently. While the last man was still fumbling with the safety of his gun, Carolyn pulled the trigger again.
Harry, I'm out!
Throw it!
I've got you now. Ah!
She hit him in the face with the shotgun and we pushed past. For good measures, I socked him one in the stomach. He wasn't going to be chasing, but he still had his gun. And Yvonne was only a couple seconds behind.
Come back here!
Why do they always ask me to come back? I just spent all this time and effort... Ah, you are slowing, Harry Flynn. I show you how I crush like bug.
Ah!
I grabbed Carolyn's shoulder and pushed her forward as I heard Yvonne's weight crushing the mobster to death. My chest burned with exhaustion and I wasn't getting any stronger, so when we came to an intersection of catwalks, I turned to face him. Carolyn, go ahead. I'll catch up.
Harry, this is no time for bravado. Come on!
Ah, you have decided to stop running. This is good. Come fight me, Harry Flynn.
Yeah, I'll fight you, but I'm bringing a bit of help. Yvonne was faster than he looked. I raised my piece and aimed for him, but before I could shoot, he'd slammed his fist into my chest. His shoulder hit my good arm, and my shot went wide as his weight crushed me to the ground. As my gun bounced from my hand, I saw Carolyn punch Yvonne in the stomach.
Let go of him!
This not place for woman. You do not stop me!
He backhanded her across the face, and she fell back with a shout, collapsing on the floor. Carolyn, no!
Do not worry for her, Harry Flynn. You have much bigger problems, yes? Ugh! Ah! Ah!
His giant fist slammed into my shoulders, chest, and stomach. Any attempt to block his strikes were batted aside.
Not so cocky now, yes? Now Harry Flynn dies as he lives. A miserable rat of a man. Goodbye, Harry Flynn. It was good to be knowing you.
Shame we can't say the same about you.
Carolyn had managed to get her hands on my pistol. Her face was an angry red from the slap and would be sure to bruise, but her eyes burned with defiance. Her shot hit the giant's knee and he nearly collapsed with his pain. Luckily, I was there to help him along. I rolled on the floor and slammed my heel into the same knee, feeling it crack from the hit. As he began to fall towards me, Carolyn fired again, hitting him in the chest. The blast knocked his stumble past me, and he fell off the catwalk. The sound of his terrible pain was silenced as he fell headfirst into a vat of molten steel. Good riddance.
Are you okay?
Thanks to your shooting, yes. Actually, okay may not be the right word. What's that word for when you're beaten to hell but haven't quite died yet?
Alive?
That's it.
This is no time to be snippy. Harry, can you walk? We still have to get out of here.
Yeah, I should... There we go. Yeah, I can walk.
Here, take your pistol back.
I don't know that I'm in any sort of way to be shooting.
Well, today I lost my job, assaulted a police officer, infiltrated a mafia headquarters, shot three men and killed two, so I'm done shooting.
You lost your job?
Just take the damn gun.
I took back my gun and limped after Carolyn as quickly as my condition would allow. Several times I glanced down at those vats of metal and shuddered. What a way to go. We found some stairs heading down to the main floor, chose a random hallway, and ended up inside the loading docks. The giant garage doors were open and we were in the clear. Well, that is except for the 20-some men in factory coats, pieces in hand pointed straight at us. This day just keeps getting better.
Harry, how many shots do you have left?
One.
So I guess this is goodbye.
Seems like. Sorry I got you into this.
Me too.
We'll return for the exciting conclusion of The Change of Pace, but first, a word from our sponsor.
No, I'm not doing it. This is the single stupidest product I've ever heard of.
We don't pay you to like it. We pay you to sell it.
Listen, this was supposed to be a stepping stone kind of job. I don't need this. I want a real gig.
Well, you can't always get what you want. Hey, that sounds kind of catchy. You can't always get what you want. Yeah, it sounds like a song, don't it?
I swear, the second the job market approves, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. We recording? Yes? Okay, we're live.
Formal occasions. We all have to go to them, and we all have to get dressed up. But you feel terrible for leaving Bradley Spot or Mrs. Pipplekins at home? Well, those feelings of overwhelming guilt don't have to plague you anymore. Just take your pets out on the town with you in their very own tuxedos. It's Animatux!
Anima what?
Animatux! Animatux tuxedos come in a variety of sizes, shapes, breeds, and species. Ma'am, do you have a pet or animal in your house?
Yeah, a cat, but she doesn't need a tuxedo.
I agree. I hate my job and I hate my life.
Cut!
I can't work like this. I'm taking my break.
What I do?
You know damn well what. You don't want to do it, fine. We'll call someone else who will.
Hey!
Formal occasions. We all have to go to them, and we all have to get dressed up. But you feel terrible for leaving Bradley, Spot, or Mrs. Pipple.
Get out of here!
I'm merely doing my job.
Well then, I'm merely going to do yours.
Is that a gun? Yes, it was.
What the hell is going- Oh my god!
I have been shot. Please call the hospital.
Oh no! He's unconscious! I'll be right back. I'm calling the ambulance. Hang in there!
What is this gun doing here? I always wanted to hold a weapon. Holy crap, what happened?
Police! Drop it!
I didn't do it, I swear. I just found this gun lying here.
Holding the weapon while her target bleeds out at her feet? Forgive me if I don't believe you. What's this? Turn this off. This is a crime scene.
We now return to the I'm sorry, I really lost a lot of blood. Can I go home?
We now return to the exciting conclusion of The Adventures of Harry Flynn.
Carolyn and I were goners. There's no denying the facts. I was staring in the face of some 20-odd factory guard mafioso, each one of them with some kind of gun. Each and every one of them were top-level hitmen, apparently all hired by Colzioni in case I was to get away. They've all killed at least a dozen men. They have the tools and the skills to turn poor Carolyn and me into Swiss cheese. And what do we have on our side? A gin-soaked PI with a broken arm, a single bullet in his gun, and one hell of a headache from the beatings he's been taking. I started to laugh from the sheer ridiculousness of it all, but I stifled it. Now is not the time nor the place. All in all, things looked pretty damn bleak.
Things are looking pretty damn bleak, Harry.
I know. And I also know I'm directly responsible for you being here. Carolyn, if I ever wanted to tell you something important, it's now.
What is it, Harry?
Well, all these years we've known each other, things have been... Well, when I'm around you, I feel...
God, just say it so we can kill you and go back to our lives.
Yeah, it's going
yeah,
to
just
get done with.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right, all right. Carolyn, I just wanted to let you know that I love... Before I could finish that incredibly tacky last line, I saw dozens of blue and red lights flashing. The mafia hires glanced in a panic at the police cars, and then gave them all their attention. Looks like these guys want to go down swinging. I figured I'd like to go down that way, too. Picked up my gun right as the door leading out to the loading dock opened. Silhouetted in the doorway were three figures. Some brunette I didn't recognize, Spinelli, and a bruised and beaten Giovanni Colazione.
Drop the guns, unless you want your boss to get nabbed in the crossfire.
Do what she says, boys.
One by one, they dropped their pieces, were cuffed and taken away. A few tried to run, but the cop-to-mobster ratio was, for once, higher on our side. The brunette came up to talk to Carolyn.
Glad to see you're not grounded to the steel mill floor.
Glad to. Well, glad to not be dead. What made you skip the pizza job?
Well, when I realized you were walking into a death trap, I went and rallied the cops to come to your aid. Sure. Plus, I figured if you can take down Colazione here, I won't have to sling slices anymore.
That's sound logic. Anyway, thanks.
No sweat, darling. The important thing is we got him.
Spinelli came over right as I was asking Bernadette how everything went down. Well, how did everything go down? I would have loved to see it all.
I called up the station to let them know where Carolyn was going. They'd already heard the news that you might be in trouble, and we all know how important busting Colazione would be. So almost everyone was eager to get over here.
Almost everyone?
Well, Brody took some coercing, mainly because Carolyn beat him about an hour and a half ago.
Carolyn beat Brody? Ha ha! Good for her. Where is he now?
Oh, he's being treated by the ambulance. He got shot. And pistol whipped.
Really? Brody? What happened?
Well, when we pulled up, we heard some noise coming from near the back exit. Brody Spinelli and I went up around and saw none other than Giovanni Colazione and two of his cronies attempting to sneak out. We saw one short, fiery little crony who was bleeding pretty heavily from a gunshot wound.
Vinny, of course.
He was yelling at some tall, lumbering mafioso who had unwittingly knocked over some garbage bins.
Figures he'd be yelling at Vito.
When they saw us, things escalated pretty quickly. Colazione ended up shooting Brody through the hand, but not before he got a good shot in on Vito's kneecap. Bernadette chased down Colazione and pistol-whipped him into submission, and,
And?
He pistol-whipped Brody.
It was dark out, I was confused, and it's a very—
Spinelli! You don't have to explain yourself to me. So, what do you think? Will it be pretty easy to put these guys away?
Most of them, yes. Attempted murder isn't something you can easily walk away from, but it's going to be pretty hard to put Colazione away, with all of his resources.
It's really a shame he wasn't successful in killing Brody, because then we could really pin something on him.
I left Spinelli and Bernadette to clean up after the refuse of the city. I figured I should probably have my wounds looked at by a doctor.
Ooh, sir, those injuries look pretty severe. We only have one available ambulance at the time, but you could tag along if you'd like.
Look at my hand! I won't be able to fish for weeks!
No thanks, I'll grab the next one. And that's exactly what I did. They fixed me up and told me I'd probably be out of commission for the next 3 months. Great, I thought. I can look forward to living hand-to-mouth for a few weeks. That is, until the city gave Carolyn and me a huge reward for our efforts in ending crime and corruption in our city, or something like that. All I know is that I, like the few remaining fragments of my arm, am going to be set for quite a while. Short time later, Carolyn and I decided to go to Teddy Roosevelt High School's graduation ceremony.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the valedictorian for the class of 1938, Miss Stella Rodney.
Thank you. Faculty, staff, parents, and fellow students, may I say it is a privilege to be standing before you. That privilege, I might add, is in no small part due to the intervention of one man, for whom I am eternally grateful. Thank you, Mr. Harry Flynn.
I mustered all I could to stand up out of the wheelchair they were making me use and waved to the crowd with my good hand. Carolyn and I were celebrities now, and no matter what happened, nothing could squelch the feelings of hope and pride I had for the future.
Harry, I'm moving.
What?
Teddy Roosevelt's graduation ceremony is the last story I'm doing for the Ledger. I've been fired.
They can't fire you. You're a hero.
Not to my editor, I'm not. He wants me gone as soon as I give him this story. He couldn't stand me spending so much time with you. And I did smack him.
Well, would you like to be my new secretary? I could always fire Deborah.
Thanks, Harry, but no.
Damn, I was so close.
I took a job with a paper down in Philadelphia. It's just as prestigious, but it's a higher pay.
Are you sure about this?
I wish I wasn't. I'm leaving this weekend, if you'd like to see me off.
I wouldn't have liked to see her off, but I...
You're doing it again.
What?
You just monologued out loud.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You just said, I wouldn't have liked to see her off.
All right. I'm on pain medication, and it doesn't mix well with booze. Give me a break. Anyway, I went with her later that weekend to catch the train. I got a copy of her article, Grime and Crime in Teddy Roosevelt High, by Carolyn Hammett. She should win a Pulitzer for it. She stopped before she got on the train and came over to me.
Harry?
Yeah?
Take care.
You too.
I don't know why, but I feel like I'll miss this city.
Yes, and this city will miss you.
This city isn't all that impressive of a city, but I'll miss it just the same.
And I believe I speak for all the city's citizens when I say this city will never be the same without you. Goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Harry.
And with that, we embraced each other. We locked eyes, and ever so slowly...
Hey, Earl! We got another piece of crap to throw on the pile!
Really? Man, I thought we were done by now.
Nope, we still got more to do because some people decided to board late. Let's go, Earl.
The moment was ruined by some luggage checkers. I watched the train leave the station and waited until it couldn't be seen anymore. As I walked back to my car, it started to rain. No, not just rain. It started to pour. It was the kind of rain that made you think God was sad Carolyn left the city. I went back to my apartment, where a bottle of gin and a shiny new medical bed were waiting for me, along with someone I really didn't expect. Deborah?
You took your time getting back, Mr. Flynn. Did Carolyn get on that train all right? Did you see her off? How was she?
Yeah, she got on fine.
And how are you, Harry?
What are you doing here?
Well, you're not going to be doing any cases for, what, a month?
3 months. At least all of summer.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'll be your nurse for the next 3 months. I can't just go 3 months without paychecks.
It's really okay, Deborah. I'll manage.
And I'll make sure your gin supply doesn't run out.
You're hired. Make yourself comfortable.
Well, I can't just let you rot away in here alone. And you can barely take care of yourself at the office.
Thanks, Deborah. I'm gonna try to get some sleep.
All right, Mr. Flynn.
You call if you need anything.
I thought of Carolyn, her new life, her chance to start over, and what the hell I was going to do without her. I opened the bottle and drank myself into a deep, dreamless sleep, hoping that things would look better in the morning.
This has been The Adventures of Harry Flynn, presented by WRKC. This week's episode, The Change of Pace, was written by Brandon Leon Gambetta, Mark Zurich, and Lucas Tomasaggi. Our cast today was Brandon Leon Gambetta as Harry Flynn, Ivan, and Cop. Brandy George as Deborah, Perturbed Person, Stella, and Bernadette. Drake Nestor as Vito, Thug One, Commercial Announcer, Ambulance Driver, and Earl. Mark Zurich as Vinny, Thug Two, Company Rep, Officer Brody, and Principal Bonner. Lucas Tomasaggi as Announcer, Giovanni Colizzoni, Random Mafioso, Officer Spinelli, and Luggage Guy. And Elsbeth Williams as Carolyn Hammett. Can't get enough Harry Flynn? Log on to www.harryflynn.wikia.com. Or find us on Facebook for all your Harry Flynn-related needs. The Adventures of Harry Flynn Season 2 will premiere in September 2010. Thank you and good night.